الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر وقال الله تبارك وتعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم Sisters and mothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have recited before you two portions of the Quran Kareem. The first one is Suratul Asr, wherein Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala discusses the importance of time. And in the second, I have recited Suratul Qadr, wherein Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives us a bonus of time. In the first chapter, Wal Asri Innal Insana Lafi Khusr, it comprises of only three verses, but it is extremely important. A great scholar, Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to say that if Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala had revealed only Suratul Asr as a guidance for mankind, then that would have been sufficient. There wouldn't have been a need for Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to reveal anything more if mankind pondered upon the importance of this message alone and the importance of time. It was the noble habit of two companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever they used to meet and before they would depart, they would recite unto one another Suratul Asr to remind one another of the importance of time. And so today I also decided that it is probably my last session with you, and there wouldn't be another session after for this year at least. So before we part with one another, we should recite Suratul Asr and we should discuss the importance of time. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us Wal Asr. He takes an oath of time, and thereafter he says that mankind is at a total loss. When it comes to time, many of us are very, very negligent, and we waste our time in things that is not useful. In order to understand the importance of time, I just want to present to you some examples. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He is above time. He does not require time to do anything. Allah created time, and Allah is not under any time. He is above time. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wants to do anything, He simply orders it and it comes into existence. There is no time required for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to do anything. It is simply His order, and whatever is His order, it comes to existence without any time. But in spite of that, when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created this world, He created this world over a period of 6 days. He says this in the Quran Kareem, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. That we have created the skies, we have created the earth over a period of 6 days. 2 days, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created the earth. Third and fourth day, He created the skies. And the fifth and sixth day, He decorated the earth. If Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is above time, He does not require time to do anything, why then did Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala create the world over a period of 6 days? There are many reasons to that, but one possible reason to that is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wanted to express to us the importance of time. When we look at the laws of Shariat, they all are based on time. For example, our Salat. We have to perform our Fajr Salat at a particular time. If somebody decides that Fajr now is going to read his Zuhr time, or Asr time, or Maghrib time, or Isha time, that is unacceptable. In the same manner, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, these are different times of different Salats with different times. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Allah says that the Salat in the sight of Allah on specified times. Likewise, fasting in the month of Ramadan is in the ninth month of the lunar calendar. If somebody decides that they're going to fast the month of Ramadan now in the eighth month of the lunar calendar or in the tenth month of the lunar calendar, that is unacceptable. It's not the time to do it. That's not the time that Allah has stipulated. Likewise, Hajj is performed in the 12th month of the lunar calendar. If somebody decides, or if all of mankind have to decide, that this year we're going to make our Hajj in the 11th month of the lunar calendar, or in the first month of the lunar calendar, what we would say the Islamic calendar, that's unacceptable. That's not the time that Allah has given us. So many, many laws of Shariat are also based on time. In fact, there's not a single time in the world that is empty and void of any Salat time. And this is how Allah has decorated this world. This shows to us the importance of time and how every time is engaged in the ibadat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Take for example, it takes the sun 1440 minutes to cover up 360 degrees. And it takes 4 minutes to cover up 1 degree. And anywhere in the world where the sun is either rising or the sun is setting, there's not a single time in the world that is void and empty of any Salat time. If, for example, right now in America it is Zuhr time, back in South Africa it probably would be Isha time right now. In another part of the world, it probably will be Fajr time. And yet in another part of the world, it may be Asr time. In some part of the world, it probably may be Maghrib time. So at any given time in the world, or an approximate given times, there is all five Salat existing at one time in every part of the world, or in different parts of the world collectively. This shows to us the importance of time and how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created the world in a timeless period and has also given us time as well. It is mentioned in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'mar ummati bayna sittin wa sab'een. The lives of my ummah, they are between 60 years and 70 years. Very few people live beyond 70. And now let us analyze our time and the lives that Allah has given us. We work on an average of 60. According to Shariat, if a boy has attained maturity, physical maturity, before the age of 15, then Shariat would declare that person to be obliged to follow the law of Shariat. In the case of a girl, if she has attained puberty before the age of 15, that she too will be regarded to be bound to follow the law of Shariat. And in the case of a boy and a girl, if they did not attain the age of maturity or puberty in the case of a girl, then upon attaining the age of 15, Shariat will declare her, him or her to be matured and to follow the law of Shariat. So from 60 years, average 15 years has finished. We are now left with 45. From 45, if every day of our life we have to deduct, let's say, 12 hours in eating, drinking, sleeping, meeting with our friends and associates, then in that situation we are now left with from 45 we can now say we are left with approximately 22 years. And from 22 years now, if we spend every day 1 hour in making the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the 5 daily salat, for every salat we say about 10 minutes or 15 minutes, an average of 1 hour a day, then from 22 years, probably maybe about 1 year or so, is engaged in the ibadat of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to earn the eternal akhirat. Now imagine, Allah has given us, let's say, an average of 60 years. And from the 60 years, only 1 year is properly and usefully used in attaining the akhirat. And what is the akhirat? The life of the akhirat is eternal, never to come to an end. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us that one day of the akhirat, it is equivalent to 50,000 years. Imagine one day of the akhirat of the hereafter is 50,000 years, and the hereafter is never to come to an end. It is permanent and it is eternal. If we have to compare the life of this world to the life of the hereafter, and not only the life of this world, but the life of every human being that has come into the world, put all that together, the life of the world from the time Allah created the world till the world is going to come to an end, and every human being that has come into this world, put all those millions and trillions of people, put their lifespans together, add it up with the life of this dunya, and compare it with the life of the hereafter, it probably will not be even equivalent to 1 second. Now imagine that the life of the hereafter is so much. Now how can we compare our life to the life of the hereafter? And that is why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala draws our attention to the importance of time and the life that Allah has given us, so that we earn the eternal akhirat. That is why Allah tells us, wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. By the testimony of time, man is at a total loss. One scholar, he gave a very beautiful example of what time is all about. He says that when a person wants to sell a block of ice, and it is a hot day, summer's day, he takes a block of ice and he comes to the urban area or to the town area. And if he paid attention towards selling that small piece of ice, then very quickly he'll earn his income and he can go back home. But if he comes and instead of paying attention to the selling of the ice, he engages his time in doing something that is besides selling the ice, the sun will come out, the heat of the sun will fall on the block of ice, the ice will melt away, it will become water, and it will roll away, it will go away, flow away, and the person wouldn't have any income, he'll go back home empty-handed. Likewise, the life that Allah has given us, it is like that block of ice. If we to utilize every moment of our life to earn something for the akhirat, then when we reach the akhirat, the hereafter, we will get something. We will have something kept for us there. But if we didn't pay attention to this life that Allah has given us, so the life, just as a block of ice will melt away, our life is also going to melt away, and when we reach the akhirat, the hereafter, we will be left with nothing. So we'll be at a total loss in regards to our time. When we look at time, again, because it is so important, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants us bonus and he grants us reward through time itself. When we look at the all the structure of the world, everything is based on time. The teacher or the principal would require the teachers and the children to come to school on a timeless period. If the school opened up at 8 o'clock, it's not expected of a student to come after 8. Or, for example, if the school finishes off at 2 o'clock, it's not expected of the teacher to release the student after 2. Everything is based on time. Children, they have the exams in a timeless period. They come to school at a particular time, at a particular age. Likewise, wages, remunerations are based on the timeless period over a period of 1 month, or whatever the mutual arrangement and understanding is. If a person is working for somebody, he has to go to the office at a particular time. He can't come out from the office before the time finishes off. Everything is based on time. Likewise, Allah has given us this time to earn the akhirat. But our time is very, very limited. And it is for that reason that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has bestowed us with a very great gift of time during the month of Ramadan. Apart from Laylatul Qadr, one is that if a person has to perform one Farz Salat, then he is rewarded for 70 Salats. Now imagine the person, one Farz Salat will take 10 minutes. And we're reading in month of Ramadan, we're reading one Farz Salat, but it is equivalent to reading 70 Farz Salats. Imagine the time that a person would have to take out to perform 70 Farz Salats. That's approximately could be almost about 2 weeks of Salat. 2 weeks of Farz Salat. But just in one Farz Salat, the person is getting so much of reward. So in a short period of time, Allah is already letting us go, cover up a lot of time in the Akhirat. In the same manner, Sahaba, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once told him about the lives of the people in the past. People used to have very, very long lives in the past. For example, Allah speaks about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. He lived for almost 1,000 years. Likewise, many other people in the past, they had long, long lifespans. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once gave the example of two people from the Banu Israel. They lived for almost 1,000 years. They engaged in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for a whole 1,000 years. In the day, they should go out in the path of Allah. In the night, they used to engage in ibadat and tahajjud, qiyamul layl and whatever. Even in the day they used to fast. Sahaba expressed their surprise to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Prophet of Allah, that so long lives they had, they could make so much of ibadat, they would get so much of reward in the hereafter. And we got very short lives, so we wouldn't be able to compare up with them. It is upon that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed the Quran Kareem in a night of power, which we normally know as Laylatul Qadr. And in order to express the importance of Laylatul Qadr, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will explain to you what is Laylatul Qadr and what is the night of power? Then Allah then says, Laylatul Qadr خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, the ibadat of that and the reward of that is better and more greater than the reward, the ibadat of 1,000 months. That is minimum. And in that 1,000 months, whether there will be another Laylatul Qadr in every year or not, that's a different issue. And further, Allah says that Laylatul Qadr, it is تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. The angels, and in particular Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the entire fleet of angels, they come on down on earth, and they bless the people that are engaged in ibadat of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This barakat, this blessing, it remains right until the break of dawn. Here, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is rewarding us with time again. Imagine that in one night, a person is making the ibadat of Allah, but the reward of that one night is even more better than 1,000 months. And how much more better, that is not known. And in that 1,000 months, in that one year, the 12 months, if they Laylatul Qadr, then one can just imagine that what the reward of that will be. Such great rewards. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is rewarding us here again with the bonus of time. So alhamdulillah, it is now the month of Ramadan, and 2/3 of the month of Ramadan have passed by so fast. Just the other day, probably I traveled from South Africa, I came here, and now we are looking forward next week. It's this time probably I'll be in the plane flying back to JFK and back to South Africa. Such a short period of time. How quickly the time has went. Yet, when we prepare for the month of Ramadan, it is ahead of time. 2 months, 3 months ahead of time, we say Ramadan is soon to come, Ramadan is soon to come, soon to come. Now, before we could blot our eyes, in the next moment, the month of Ramadan is going to come to an end. And just as the month of Ramadan is going to come to an end, our life is also going to come to an end. No person should feel that I'm young, so I've got a lot of life ahead of me. Children that are in school, don't think you are young. Don't think that you still have to become somebody like your father or like your mother or your grandfather or your grandmother. Who knows whether you'll reach that age or not. Likewise, it goes with every human being. Death is imminent, and so many people lived with us last year, this year they are not with us. And probably there'll be so many people that are among us this year, we don't know whether we'll see them next year. And this is the life cycle that goes on. So whatever life Allah has given us, utilize that thing in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In this last 10 nights of Ramadan, let us engage in the zikr, the tilawat of Allah, of the Quran Kareem. Alhamdulillah, we are fasting. But with that fasting, let us now, the time that Allah has given us, a huge capital that Allah has given us, to make an investment in the akhirat. So we should try to stay awake at night, make the ibadat of Allah, read apart from the Taraweeh prayer. We should make also some Qiyamul Layl, Tahajjud, wake up in the middle of the night, make the zikr of Allah. And if because of school or whatever, we did not make much tilawat of the Quran Kareem, now if there is holidays or there is going to be leave, utilize that extra time in making much tilawat of the Quran Kareem. When we look at the lives of the pious people, they make so much of tilawat in the month of Ramadan, and for every alphabet the person getting so much of reward. So it's ideal opportunity, and the reward in the month of Ramadan, again it is multiplied. Rasulullah mentioned that man adda fihi bi khaslatin min al khair kana ka man adda fariza, that person that do any good in the month of Ramadan, it is like the person that has done a farz act out of the month of Ramadan. So this is basically the month of Ramadan. It is a time where Allah grants us the bonus of time. Last 10 nights or less, Rasulullah SAW mentioned, Taharraw Laylatul Qadr. Search for Laylatul Qadr. And Rasulullah SAW also mentioned that search for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Tonight is the 21st night. And again, we try to stay awake and engage in zikr, tilawat, etc. And not only that, doesn't mean that the 22nd will be relaxed. Search for the 22nd, but not intensify your efforts in every odd night, but try to stay awake in all the nights. If these few nights we don't sleep, we're not going to lose out anything. But if we do, in fact, if we lose, we lose out from the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is a time when Allah's rahmat is actually pouring down, it is raining down, and it is important now for us to let the rahmat, the droplets, or rather raindrops of the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, get ourselves so that we could be blessed in the dunya and in the akhirah. Inshallah, everybody will utilize the time, understand what is time, what is life all about. Life is all about time. If there is no time, there is no life. And if there is life, life is all about time. And the one poet very beautifully says, حياتك أنفاس تعد فكلما مضى نفس انتقضت به جزءا. Your life is the name of few breaths. Every breath that we take in and out, one part of our life is decreasing. As we are taking a breath out now, this breath is gone, it's gone, it will never to come back. In the same manner, the breath that we have got, that's left in the future, we don't know whether Allah has given us the right to take those breaths, because before that, our lives could be taken away. So let us utilize our time in a most fruitful way, and make dua to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the ummah, make dua for your personal self, make dua for all those people that have passed away, our mothers, our fathers, our friends, our associates, so many people that we knew have passed away. This is a time Allah has given us life. We are alive, and we should not forget them in our prayers. At the same time, they are. If we leave this world, there probably will be somebody that loves us, somebody will think about us, and maybe they will make dua for us as well. So if we make dua for others, others will make dua for us. Let us soften that of our hearts. Let us get closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah is by those hearts that are very soft, that are loving, that are compassionate, considerate. And that's the type of attitude we should build up in our approach to the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. May Allah Tabaraka give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal and utilize our time in a most fruitful way. And when the last moments come for us to leave this dunya, then Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala take our lives away with iman, grant us all husni khatima. Allah must not disgrace us in the last moments of our life. Allah must give us the opportunity and the ability to recite the kalima, and you should leave the dunya in such a blessed way that Allah grants us the bashara of the jannat, and Allah does not show us the azab of the akhirat before we leave this dunya. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.